She fascinates me badly. We are Dart and Rhett and Tammy. But when I spoke of marriage with a twinkle in her eye, I'm never going to marry, she'd reply. But then I used to persevere and nightly whisper in her ear, make your mind up, Maggie McKenzie, you're the best wee lassie I know. And though you say that you will never marry, well, I don't believe that so. Now don't be foolish, Maggie McKenzie, for you know I love you true. And if your father and your mother thought it good for one another, surely that's good enough for you. I mind I'm telling you, that's what I'm always telling Maggie to make up her mind, you know, but Maggie's a wee bit like her father. You know, Mr. McKenzie's a very peculiar man. Very. You know, the other Sunday, he was at a revival meeting, and the minister asked all to stand up who wanted to go to heaven. Well, of course, nearly everybody stood up. Then the minister said, stand up all those that want to go to hell. Well, of course, naturally, there was an awkward pause for a minute or two, and then up stood McKenzie. Well, my man, said the minister, do you mean to tell us that you want to be sizzled in hellfire for eternity? No, not particularly, said McKenzie, but I didn't like to see you standing up there by yourself. You know, last year, Mrs. McKenzie was having a trip in Europe, and a friend of hers met her the other day and asked her if on any of her visits, if she had ever seen the Dardanelles. Seen the Dardanelles, says Mrs. McKenzie. Why, we dined with them. You know, McKenzie was walking down the street the other day, and he met a little boy whose father had died just the day previously. So he went up to this little boy and asked him what were his father's last words before he died. Said the little boy, father had no last words. Mother was with him till the end. Ah, but wee Maggie McKenzie, she fairly fits everything else into my head. You know the first thing I'm going to tell her when I see her? You don't? Well, I'm just going to say to her, make your mind up, Maggie McKenzie, you're the best wee lassie I know. And though you say that you will never marry, well, I don't believe that so. Now don't be foolish, Maggie McKenzie, for you know I love you true. And if your father and your mother thought it good for one another, surely that's good enough for you.